paneli başlatmak üzere moderatörümüz UNDP İstanbul Bölgesel Merkezi Yönetişim ve Barış'ın İnşası Bölgesel Ekip Lideri Shelley Inglis'i sahneye davet ediyorum. Shelley. Shelley için bu kadar mı alkış? This is all. Shelley, this is a young crowd. They love you. Thank you very much, Shelley. Ve panelistlerimiz Barış İnanç, gazeteci Hürriyet'te yayınlıyoruz ama Hürriyet'te yayınlıyoruz'a gelene kadar nerelerde neler yaptı? Uzun yılları var. Pınardağ, veri gazeteciliği uzmanı Pınardağ. Sizi görmek çok güzel, hoş geldiniz. Alkışlar Pınardağ için. Barış İnanç, Shelley Inglis ve Selin Girit, BBC'den geliyor gururumuz Selin Girit. Alkışlar bu kadar değil Selin, bu kadar değil. Hoş geldin, iyi ki geldin. So, Shelley, floor is all yours. You have all your panelists. And here is the stage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch into an English panel on the role of the media in the age of these global goals. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you. And I just want to tell you a little bit about myself and then the panelists before we begin our discussion. So, as was mentioned, my name is Shelley Inglis. I come from the United States, and I moved here to Turkey in January. When I was in UNDP in New York last year, in 2014, I spent a lot of my time working on these global goals. A lot of our work went to supporting member states in discussing what are the key development challenges that we face and engaging the public and the worldwide community in a dialogue on what are the important issues that people themselves want to see tackled in the next 15 years. And one of those issues is what I focus on, which is effective democratic governance and a world of inclusive societies and peaceful societies. And that goal, Goal 16, is now a part of this new agenda. Our topic today we'll talk about in the context of that goal and more broadly about the role of media in contributing to social good in today's society. I have a great panel with me, and I'm really proud to have an all-female panel in the world of gender equality, and Goal 5 is on women's empowerment and gender equality. Their bios are available to you, but let me briefly introduce them. So Barış İnanç is a journalist, and she's working for Milliyet Daily Ankara Bureau as a diplomatic reporter. She is now a TV reporter for CNN Turk, and she has a bachelor's degree in international relations from the Middle East Technical University. So she's a long-standing journalist in Turkish media. Welcome, Barış, thank you for joining us.
Just a small correction.
Please.
I'm currently the opinion editor of Hürriyet Daily News.
Oh, okay.
I used to be working on TV, but now I'm back on the printed media.
Great. So we will hear about that, I'm sure. Pinar Dag, next to Barış, is a journalist and founder of Dag Media. Pinar works quite extensively on open data issues and open data in journalism. She's working now on a School of Data Turkey, which is a project that she's been pursuing for quite a long time. And she's been with UNDP working on training journalists on the use of data in their journalism. Thank you for joining us, Pinar. And finally, Selin Girit is a journalist for the BBC for over a decade. She is the producer of World Agenda, which is BBC Turkish flagship TV program for 4 years. She holds a master's degree in international relations and politics on the EU, and she is also very involved in drama. She's just moved back to Istanbul from living in London for 10 years. Thanks for joining us, Selin. So we're going to have an interactive discussion today, and we're going to start by having our panelists talk about what the role of media is today in contributing to social goods and to overall progress in our societies. Barchan, can I ask you to begin? What's the role of media in today's society?
Well, we have, I would say we have multiple...
Sorry
about that. Let me start again. We have many accidents about me today, huh? I think we have multiple roles as far as the media is concerned. On the one hand, I think one way of contributing to social good is to question how our resources are being utilized to serve the social good. You know, governance, good governance is very important, especially in terms of reaching the goals, you know, decreasing poverty, et cetera, you know, we have to make efficient use of our resources, for instance. So one of our mission is to question how our limited resources are used to reach these goals, for instance. So the critical thinking, the questioning, how can we do better. That's part of it. Another part of it is also, you know, an issue that has been underlined perhaps by the Twitter representative is perhaps to be the voice of the underprivileged, of those who have not perhaps equal access to the agenda. You know, that could be in the women, the underprivileged, those with have lower income, push up the societies. So by bringing up their issues, we can raise awareness about that. So let me just start by these two, and we'll continue perhaps.
Excellent, thanks. And Pinar, I mean, this issue of being able to use and demand that governments and societies use their resources effectively, that's very linked to the open data movement. Can you talk a little bit about your work?
Yes, sure, and thank you. I've been working with open data almost 3 years now, but open data is a very controversial topic actually for the governments and for the journalists as well. So having governments' public data as open is helping journalists to make really good stories actually. So in digital age, we need more open data, like free data, structured data to make good stories. So this is really one of the key points for journalists. And for the future of the media, data-driven projects and data-driven sources is really helping your stories more transparent and more public interest, and is really rising the value to public. Thank you.
Thanks. And Céline, do you want to speak a little bit about the role of media in today's society?
Sure. Why not? That's why we are here, aren't we? The role of media, that's a very critical question, especially for those of us living in Turkey, I suppose, because media is a big question mark. What is the role of media, and how better the media can serve the public good? Previously, and probably sometimes in countries similar to Turkey, the role of the media is perceived as just conveying what the government or the elite are saying to the people, with the assumption that the people could not possibly, perhaps, understand those messages without the aid of an intermediary, for instance. So, from time to time, we see that in the media, the journalist being as the middleman, for instance. But in time, that has, of course, changed. The journalist today has to bring the governments into account, has to serve the public good, has to stand beside, as Barchan has very rightly pointed out, the underprivileged. How does he or she do that? How does he or she serve the social good in a better context is, as I said previously, a big question mark, especially in countries similar to Turkey, unfortunately.
Thanks so much. I mean, maybe we can look at that more deeply. How has the media in Turkey and in other places, what are the kinds of issues that the media is grappling with that represents better underserved, vulnerable, more marginalized communities? Barcan, do you have some examples that we could discuss?
Since this is a panel made of all women participants, I think it could be relevant to talk about gender equality, because we're supposed to talk about, in terms of the goals, inclusive societies. And as it was underlined in the previous panel, you can't have an inclusive society when you ignore the other half. Now, in Turkey, we have a controversy as far as domestic violence and violence against women are concerned. We have a bleeding wound called women murders. A lot of women are being murdered by their relatives, most often by their husbands, ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends, current boyfriends, and there is a disagreement between the government and the women NGOs about the numbers. The women NGOs argue that the numbers have risen and that the government is not paying enough attention, that the government is not taking enough measures. Whereas the women NGOs are, whereas the government is saying, no, there isn't such a shocking increase, it has just become more visible. Now, I'm not going to enter into the debate about whether it has increased or not, but even if it has become visible, I think that's a good thing, because that raises awareness that there is such a problem. So it's independent of whether it has increased or stayed the same. The fact that we, the press, we have been talking more about these women murders, first raises awareness. Second, it put pressure on the government. There has been cases which the Turkish audience would remember, Güldünya Tören, Ayşe Paşa. These were women murdered by their relatives. You know, each time it has, we, the press, and the women NGOs, of course, and it's an interactive thing, have raised such an outcry that after these murders, the government has at times taken steps to amend to the legal law, the laws, in order to discourage such murders. And we at Hürriyet, for instance, we have a project in order to raise awareness about domestic violence. If you allow me 2 more minutes, about I can talk about that. Well, I'm not responsible of the project, but I came before I read it, and it seems that Hürriyet openly says that it doesn't says I have stolen it, but apparently they were inspired by a project in Sweden. So they did the same as the case was in Sweden. In a shopping mall, they put a camera, and in the elevator, they have these players, pretending that the man is sort of, showing aggression to women. Out of 60 cases, only 7 has reacted, whereas the majority, 53, looked up in the air, pretended to ignore it. Now, I think showing this video in our website is a very positive and interesting tool to raise awareness and to encourage people to say, domestic violence, violence against women is not something you should turn your back. It's not an inter-family issue. It's a public issue. You have to act when you see it. So in terms of raising awareness and pushing people to take action, I think it was a very positive project and a project that deserves to be underlined.
Thanks so much. And for those of you who don't know the goals well, of course, as I said, Goal 5 is the goal on women's empowerment and gender equality, and it has within it a target that all states of the world have agreed to combat violence against women. So it is one of the global goals and one of the efforts we have. Maybe, Pinar, I can turn to you in terms of the work you've been doing in uncovering data related to worker fatalities in Turkey.
Yes, sure. When some disasters happen, and that time when we decided to cover some stories, and we really had some problems. We couldn't find really good data, and also we were not sure which one is really accurate and is really updated data. After that, we decided to make a database about fatalities and about minors' accidents. So we hopefully my friend is going to put on the screen now, and we made it one project. It calls Open Database Disease Workers Turkey. We are updating regularly. The project is, firstly, we start with NGOs data, government data, and the crowdsourcing data. Then after we realize collecting all these data is not makes really enough sense to make good stories, because it was not really, really good enough. So then we start to make our own data sets, and we start to collecting by monitoring media stuff and media reports, and start to make this database. And this is over, every day is updating, and we are not only collecting workers who that were, we especially also focusing on companies and firms, because it's already public actually, so we are not targeting them. But now this database is showing us in 2 years maybe which company, how many workers is that, which company. So we will get more information, and it will be maybe more helpful for the government and for journalists to understand why this company is not good enough about the workers issue, and why that much people are dying in 3 years in the same company. So this database, it's awarded Open Data this year, 2015, and we're collecting and still is collecting. So what is the social good about this project? Lots of people started helping us all around Europe, some of them Turkish, and they said, we can collect this data and helping you. So the spreadsheet of this database is open for everyone, and anyone can access simply and just help us to really put all this information, and then we analyze daily basis. So this database is open to everybody and helping anyone to just follow the data regularly. So this is what we are doing. And this is not only one project. I've been talking about this project too many times. Maybe some of you already know that. But now we are working about education system, about data-driven, and about secular and secular education system, and try to understand what is the quality in 10 years and everything. So it's data-driven things, and open data is makes journalists more, help you to make more good journalism, so plus journalism. So this is, I can say now.
Yeah, which I think Barchan has.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in out of jealousy. You see, conventional media sometimes can come under pressure from the governments, and which sort of pushes us sometimes to refrain from revealing certain numbers and news that could be could lead reactions of the government, you know. So sometimes we are forced to be very careful, and that's when the alternative media comes in. And I think it's a good example of how you know, technology in media comes at the service of the social good when the conventional media does not fulfill to the full what it should do. That's one thing I would like to underline. The second is, as I said, sometimes because we're so much under pressure, conventional media went to a lot of downsizing in Turkey, for instance. In the past, when 5 person used to do 5 jobs, now 1 person is doing the job of 5 person, which means that we lack the resources, the manpower, or let's say the women power, the personal power to investigate these numbers, to go one by one, because we don't have the time. And therefore, again, that's another example on how an alternative outlet can come to the help of the social media good.
Yeah, I can add a few things after that. So it's really good point, because when you start to collect this data, and it's open data, so we are not selling, it's open to everybody, everybody can access and can use it for their stories. But good thing is lots of different media organizations ask this data sets to use it in their stories. So it's, imagine you're working on it, but it's also helping to others to measure what is that role daily basis, and you can get more really influence, and this help maybe punish your government or help the transparency. So it's, I agree what you really mentioned. Thank you.